Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway at 9:20. The Mary Griffith Show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee and Refreshment Services Pepsi. And I'd like to say I'm just on my first cup, but you see, I've never let my cup go empty this morning. It's been a constant refill. So I guess I'm on my first cup of coffee, but the bottomless pit that is my coffee never ends. And that's because I love Harvest Ridge Coffee. Now, we get just the kind of the regular blend here at the Radio Ranch. We have to kind of meet all people's needs. But they have French Roast, Highlander Grog, Extreme Blend, Kona Blend, Colombian Supreme. Don O'Brien, my guest today. Of those choices, Don O'Brien, would you be a regular Radio Ranch kind of guy, or would you be like Kona Blend or Extreme Blend?
If I were a coffee drinker, I'd probably just be regular. I don't drink coffee.
Don't drink
coffee. I would probably look for a hot chocolate alternative at this time of year.
Okay. Wow.
Does Harvest Ridge have hot chocolate?
I don't think so. But Pepsi has many products that
yes.
can satisfy
Pepsi,
your needs.
Yes. Yes.
So
I'm a big fan. My wife works for them, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she works for the best company in the world, then.
She does.
Okay.
They're really good people.
They are good people.
So if you're looking for a job, hit up my wife. She does human resources for them.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Do they have a job tasting their diet root beer? Because
I don't think they have any
taste.
It's
damn hard to get that. Hey, now that I know that you're a connection.
Yes, you're in.
See, one of my coworkers, her husband worked there for a while, and I had a little connection.
So now
O'Brien,
I can be your hookup.
Every
what do you want? What do we talk about?
The diet, isn't it? Mug, isn't that their
diet brand? Mug?
Okay.
It's
very difficult to find on the shelves.
Okay, I'll you know, because of my connections, I'll see what I can work for you.
Okay, so there's two things you have to do. Next year, every time you come,
yes,
there's
a 12 pack of diet mug.
A 12 diet mug, but be here. That's kind of, you know, just
yes.
I think the FCC frowns on that. But anyway,
you were just talking about
care.
Having licensing earlier
yeah.
this morning. Does that go against your licensing?
We don't have to be licensed anymore, so who cares? So apparently payola is back. So I demand.
Payola's back in 25.
Payola's back in 25.
We need to make a
poster. New motto of the Mary Griffith Show. Then the other thing I want to do is I have a very big bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
With the Better Business Bureau.
What do we do now?
St. Louis region. It's what you didn't do.
Uh-oh.
I get a press release this morning from the BBB.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about awards given for promotion of minority and women-owned businesses, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about all these media outlets that were being honored for telling the BBB story. And I looked.
We didn't have anyone here?
I listed. Looked carefully to see if the Mary Griffith Show and Don O'Brien were listed as helping to edumacate
the
entire public. And apparently.
We were omitted. I'm going to have to get on my folks
next
in St. Louis.
Year.
Yes.
I want us to be submitted,
yes.
not omitted.
Yes. I'm going to work on that.
And that you can tell them that you've got...
I've got a very
got
upset
a,
radio
got a 12-pack of mug root beer riding on this.
This is going to... Okay. Instead of a 12-pack, I'll start bringing a case.
I'm going to talk about BBB ethics, and if we want to get this award, we got to give this girl Pepsi products free of charge underneath the table. So I'm putting that in my budget.
Is that ethical? Or
who cares?
You want the diet mug.
I don't care.
When
if
it comes to diet mug, everything's off the table with Mary.
I don't care if I get your damn torch award. Let Sievert have that for the third time, okay? I don't care. I don't care about your torch award for ethics. I want the payola.
All right.
Okay,
I'm
in. I'm in like Flynn. Don O'Brien is here early because,
yes.
well, because we need to talk about pre-Christmas scams. And I think I might have shared this, but I get this text on my phone. And it's from somebody in my circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, hey, I've got this great opportunity. Would you be interested in learning about that? So I'm like, this is so fake. So the next day I come to work and I email this person. Because I have their email address.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I put scam. I put, you would not believe I got this scam text message yesterday from somebody pretending to be you with this weirdo message. And I get back, it was me. I said, oh, okay. You know, but I'm becoming very wary
yes.
of that. And so the other day, I get this text message that says, delivery is coming. Here it is. This thing is coming. I'm like, I'm not expecting a delivery. I'm not going to respond to this. Well, interestingly enough, it was true. My husband, who happened to be home sick from work, gets the phone or the doorbell rings, and this gigantic piece of equipment is being delivered to our door.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't notify him. They had my phone. I mean, if he hadn't been home, he asked him, what would you have done? They said, we would have just dumped it in your driveway. So weird. I'm getting very wary of trusting anything on my phone, but here's two instances where I should have trusted what was on my phone.
But in both, at least in the one instance, your first one with your friend, you reached out to that person and said, hey, I got this from you. Is this really you? And they said it was. So that's what we want you to do. You did exactly what we want you to do, is you looked into it a little bit. Now, the postal thing, you know, this is the time of year where they're going crazy. I received one on Monday. Something, it says, U.S. Post. You have a USPS parcel being cleared due to detection of an invalid zip code address. All this gobbledygook. And it comes from a phone number that has 11 digits. So I automatically, I knew this was baloney when I opened it. But you always look at the return. You know, this said 63912 blah, blah, blah. And I, again, it was like a foreign code or something.
Yeah, it's from a foreign country because they have more digits. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, this is the time of year where, you know, we even, about 2 weeks ago, maybe not even that, put out our 12 scams of Christmas.
Yes, that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, so, you know, I'm not going to sing.
12 scams of Christmas.
Yes, my true love gave to me a misleading social media ad. That's number one.
Don, I beg you
not to sing. Yeah, right? I know, I could.
Maybe that's why we were omitted from
Well, if you had listened to our whole crew at Tuesdays on Rotary, we sing God Bless America. Mm-hmm. And it's awful.
But you're patriotic.
Dr. Pettit with QPS is in our group. I know the days he comes and has to listen to us, I feel badly. Because I couldn't carry a tune if it had handles. Anyway, I won't sing the 12 scams of Christmas, but we'll go over a couple of these today that I think are kind of high points. And obviously the social media ads. And Mary, I love you because you are not on social media. You're barely on a computer. If I could be like you, I strive to be like you.
Don's sitting at my... I have my seat that I sit in in the morning, and then Scott has his seat. And when the Mary Griffith Show comes on, I have to come over and fly the airplane, so I sit in Scott's seat, and you're sitting in, quote, my seat. And Don goes, can I get on your computer and get on the BBB website? I said, you can. I can't, but you can.
So,
no, I have gotten on the BBB website. It's very easy, even for someone like me.
And you know how much did it cost you to get on the BBB website?
Zero.
Zero. It cost you nothing but your time. And we have a whole list of these things on there. And, you know, the social media scams or the social media ads are number one. I was just doing some research yesterday. We had I was doing some research on what the top scams of 2024 were reported to our scam tracker, which, by the way, is free to access, free to report to, and free to read. I've got a common theme going on today with free.
Everything's free for
free
the
with
BBB.
The BBB, yes. So, and online purchase scams are by far and away again. Since 2019, online purchase scams have been the number one most reported thing to us, to our scam tracker. And that's not slowing down at all. And obviously, this is the time of year that we are probably purchasing more things than ever online. Of course, you and I have talked about this before. If you can buy local, if you can put your hands on it, if you can try it out, you know you're not going to get scammed. Maybe you don't see something in the shirt or something you buy. It's got a little thread hanging loose or something. But at least you put your hands on it. The chances of you being taken are way less. So, but again, we're online a lot. We're purchasing things a lot. And once you start searching for things...
they know that.
Yes.
It's really scary.
That he knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows
if you've
been bad or good.
Been, like, yes. I've been in office situations, not here at the Radio Ranch, but in my ancillary employment.
Yes.
And we'll be talking about something, and then over on my coworker's desk will pop up an ad for something we were talking about. Mm-hmm. It is listening to us.
Yes. So I do a lot of research for my job. I have two jobs at BBB. I work as an investigator, and then I'm the regional director for the Quincy area. I do these appearances. But as an investigator, I'm looking at businesses all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like the other day, there was one for some type of ice scraper that we were trying to see if it was like a legitimate business or not. All of a sudden, I started getting my social media feeds ads for this ice scraper. So it is, you know, so what you're looking for, they know what, and so what happens then, the scam, yes, when you're awake, they know when you've been bad or good, so be good, good for goodness sake, yes. but, so what they do now is they're tailoring those ads toward me. So what the scammers do is they're like, okay, well, anybody who's looking for this widget, if they search for this widget, we're going to try to scam them out of this widget money because we want to get money for our supposed widget. And they will put an attractive price on their widget. And they're thinking, well, we're, you know, people are basically lazy, which we are. So we're going to think, oh, wow, great price. I'm going to save $25 compared to that other widget company. And boom, oh, you want me to send it through Cash App? Sure, what the heck, I'll send that money to you, you know, through an electronic form of payment. Why would I want to use a credit card to help protect me? And that's when people get taken advantage of. And, you know, we just see all kinds of different things, especially at this time of year when so many people are online and so many people are purchasing things that way. You really have to put on your thinking cap if you're going to be online. Obviously, if you're buying from, you know, if you're buying a pair of shoes from Nike.com, you're buying from the direct manufacturer of that good, you're pretty good idea that you're going to get that. But it's when you go off the beaten path is when you really have to put on your thinking cap.
And, you know, if you really need a pair of Nikes that bad, you know, go to Carl's Shoes. They have lots of tennis shoes there. They mean, I don't know if they carry that brand, but they carry lots of brands. And you can walk in there and you can try them on and you can learn about because that's the other thing I've learned in my job, because I have to talk to a lot of advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting because somebody said to me once, my husband, you know, and I care about our feet very much because mm-hmm. we're both diabetic. We have to take very good care of our feet. And so Greg and I buy our shoes at Carl's Shoes. I mean, mm-hmm. it's no secret. I talk about that all the time because it carry great brand names that help us.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband bought this pair of brand name shoes from Carl's Shoes. And somebody said, how much did those cost you? And Greg said, X. And he said, you know what? You can get those at Big Box for mm-hmm. half X. And Greg goes, wow, okay. So Greg comes home and talks to me about that. I said, well, let's talk. So we went into Carl's Shoes, and Greg said, hey, you know those shoes I bought for you from you? They said I could get them for half X across town. And, you know, Mr. Blazing, who owns Carl's Shoes, mm-hmm. said, not these shoes.
Yes.
You can get that brand name, but it's not that model.
Yeah.
See, what they do is they you think you're getting what you're getting, but you're not getting the same thing. And this just happened to my stupid brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
He ordered something online and he paid right away.
Hope he's not listening and you just called him stupid.
I hope he is. Well, you know what's funny is I have three brothers-in-law. And the other two will know I'm not talking about that.
Yes, they'll know that this is the one,
they'll know
yes.
this is the okay. stupid one I'm talking about. But anyway, he ordered something because he wanted to get it real cheap. And it was supposedly the same thing. And when he got it, it wasn't anything like what it was supposed to be. And he should have gone down to his local store
mm-hmm.
and purchased that. Because what he got was a piece of junk that isn't useful to him in any way. And no really way to return it because it costs as much money to ship it back as it's mm-hmm. worth. And he already paid for it. And there's no way to get the money back because of the way it was. And it's just, you know, and these are smart people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this happens. I think that's part of the reason people are getting better about telling and not being ashamed. But I know I was scammed once, and I was a little bit ashamed to admit to people that someone supposedly so smart as me could fall for that. It's embarrassing to
it
say
is.
You trust somebody and you're taken in.
But you know that we have an outlet for you. Obviously, I'm talking about the scam tracker. You can go online now. We do collect your information, but we don't put on our scam track report, Mary Griffith of Quincy, Illinois, had this happen
idiot.
To her.
Don't now, do what she did.
What we do is we put what happened to you out there,
right?
But we don't, we don't use your name. Now,
right.
we have your name, so that way, in case you say, there's a box you can check, you can say, yeah, I will talk to media about this. Now, we had one I had a classic online purchase scam recorded to Quincy by a Quincy person to me not too long ago. She was looking for one of those things that you put behind your lawnmower to collect the leaves.
Oh, yeah, a bagger.
A bagger. So she was going online, of course, she was searching. And then she found one that was, boy, it was a lot less than what she found out at Big Box or anywhere else.
Or go to a local dealer that specializes in that brand.
But she found it.
Oh, no.
So she went ahead, purchased it, sat there and twiddled her thumbs for 2 weeks and never came. When she went to go reach it back out to the company, no longer around. That website that she went to was about like 2 weeks old when she purchased from it. And, you know, she now is, fortunately, she did use a credit card, so she's doing a chargeback. But it's, you know, it's now she's got to go through all those hoops. Now, not only that, though, that those people, this company, in air quotes, now has that credit card information. So now she has to change her credit card number, which could be tied to all kinds of different stuff. So, you know, those are the types. But she reported it to us. But so if you are taken advantage of, please report it. Because we can't help you. If you're scammed, either BBB or if you're the FBI has their Internet Crime Complaint Center that they can report to if you actually lose a bunch of any money. Even local law enforcement sometimes will have interest. And I know we'll take a break here in a little bit, and I want to talk about a local thing that happened that was in the news recently. But you need to report. You need to let people know. So while you may have feel that shame and things like that, it's helping the greater good. And if somebody else does a search for that company, or if they if they hear about it on TV or radio or whatever it might be, then you might help somebody else not go down that path that you did.
It's very important to report. And again, it doesn't mean that your local law enforcement is going to be able to give you restitution or justice, because these people are very difficult to find and track. But report it to the local law enforcement, report it to the BBB, and if enough people do that and they see a trend, they'll definitely hop right on that. Don O'Brien is my guest today. The 12 scams of Christmas. We want you to fall for none of them. We want you to be very careful with all of your personal information this time of year. We'll head up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative when we come back. If you have a question for Don O'Brien, call him. 223-9300.
Yes, I want to hear.
1-800-228-WTAD. He wants to answer your questions, or you can report something. He's an investigator, folks. A gumshoe. We'll be right back. Again, Don O'Brien is here, ready to answer your questions from the Better Business Bureau. Maybe you have something you're concerned about, something you don't understand. Give us a call right now at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. We reported in the news earlier this week or last week about this guy who went around and told everybody he was an insurance adjuster. He took over $225,000 out of this community, and they finally caught him down in Florida. Now, of course, he's innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
But this kind of stuff happens all the time. And again, reporting it helped bring this man to justice, because if one thing happens, not that the police don't care, but if multiple people report this and they say he's probably done this in other counties besides Adams County, it's not just Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
So now they'll use that information and put it up on the national thing, and he'll have more, maybe possibly more people will get justice from this guy. So
yeah, it was a good, and I want to give kudos to Adams County. It really goes jurisdiction by jurisdiction, and Adams County does a really good job of protecting consumers and some consumer protection, especially for seniors. They have the Quincy Police Department has an elder services office.
Mm-hmm.
Zach does a great job. That position has really done good work through the years to help keep our seniors safe in this community. And, I don't know how many people, were affected. But I'm glad.
$225,000. There were.
That's
several.
The tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's the tip
so
of the
we'll
iceberg.
So we'll go to the phones now, and then I'll opine more on this later.
Thank you. We have a phone caller who'd like to ask a question of Don Krim from the Better Business Bureau. You are on the air. Good morning.
Thank you. What about donations? I get them in the mail all the time, and the only one I really trust is St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And if there's something else I wonder about, if I go on my computer and put the name in and it says it is reliable, good, is it safe to send them some money?
Okay, that's an interesting question, because if you use the website they provide, it may be a scam, right, Don?
It might be, yes. And that's a great question. I'm glad you're reaching out about this, because I don't think we talk enough about sometimes there are bad charities out there. And believe it or not, the Better Business Bureau does have, we talk about business a lot. We have a charity arm called our Wise Giving Alliance, and that's at give.org, G-I-V-E.org. And we have, St. Jude's is one of those accredited charities that we have. You mentioned Arts Quincy earlier. You mentioned the, Laura's not Arts Quincy.
She's Arts Quincy.
Okay, I got it right. Okay,
okay.
Yes, Arts Quincy. So
one
they're
more
good.
Question.
Yes,
what ahead. About Boys Town in Nebraska?
Boys Town, I would have to look them up, but you can look them up.
I looked it up, and it says they are honest and goodness and the whole thing, and they're in something that says they are good to get money.
Well, let me ask you this question. Now, I'm not Don, and you called to talk to an expert, but I'm not discouraging you from giving, but just out of curiosity, why would you give to Boys Town when right here in our local area there are so many children who are in need? You must have given to them in the past, or you wouldn't be on their mailing list, because I get stuff from St. Jude's Children's Hospital too, because I've given to them.
I never pass up a red kettle without putting a dollar in. Mm-hmm. I've already wrote my check for the Blitz and put it in a kettle. And that.
Well, no, I'm not I don't want to take it as a criticism, but it's interesting. You know, if you're bombarded with all these charitable giving things from non-local organizations, how are you deciding how to spend? I'm just curious. How are you deciding how to spend your charitable dollars? Like, what makes you must have given money to Boys Town in the past? And again, as you can go on Wise Giving. And they'll tell you if they're a good charity or not. And a lot of that is how much money they spend, actually, of your dollar goes to the actual charity and how much goes to administration and fundraising. Don's looking it up right now. So I'm just curious, when you make a decision to give money, what are some of the factors that you include?
Well, I tell you what, I only do it once. I keep a list, and if I give to anybody, I don't keep giving. I only give once, but I take care of at 2 o'clock on TV to the Christian program that's on. They do a lot of good things too, and that. So,
well,
nope,
good.
I give to church, and I give to the Croc Center, and that. And there's the nicest lady that sits out in front of Walmart, and she knows me. I always put a dollar in.
Well, good for you. Well, Don has found about Boys Town.
So, yeah, ma'am, Boys Town is accredited by the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance. So that means that they give at least there are 20 standards that any accredited charity from us must meet, including Arts Quincy here in town, which Mary noted is a past winner of our Torch Award. So when you find somebody that's accredited charity with the Better Business Bureau, they reach 20 standards, of which I think the most important is they give at least 65% of every dollar they bring in back out in program services, and much more of that. A lot of these charities put way more than that. Believe it or not, some of those mailings that you receive could be from charities that aren't quite as transparent as what they do, as what these folks who are accredited through our Wise Giving Alliance. So make sure that if you get these things through the mail that you do a look. Give me a call at my office here in Quincy. I can help you kind of tell you who's real and who's not real. But I'm really glad that you are looking into these charities before you give to them, because you can't. I can't tell you the number of people who just get the mailer, send the money out, and think, well, boy, I've really helped the community today, when in fact all you've done is help I don't know if we'll call them scammers, but we'll call them maybe not so good people put money in their pockets.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, now what phone number can I call you on?
You bet. This is for anybody. You can call me at area code 217-209-3972.
Okay. All righty. No, and you know, this is terrible, but if I get anything that's got Washington, D.C. on it, I pitch it. I don't trust him at all.
Okay. 217-209-3972. Okay. Thank you so much for calling today.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm anxious about your Clydesdale, Miss Mary.
Okay. Well, we're gonna get in that wagon, and we're gonna ride that Clydesdale all over the place. But I don't think I'm gonna get on.
I have already let my granddaughter know that I already have her in my book for July the 25th.
Oh, good. Okay, now I know who I'm talking to. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
I enjoyed listening to him, and I, too, have gotten a thing on my phone that says, you have this package, the blah, blah, blah. I trashed it.
Good deal.
Good deal.
Thank you so much. Happy
holidays
to you.
You are smart. You are smart. Not only does she have a great downline of children that she's produced and grandchildren, mm-hmm. but...
I see that.
There's a picture. I didn't know who we were talking to, but...
We do now.
Because we do not, you know, screen our calls, yes. but we do. It's a picture of her on her birthday with those very sad Clydesdales. Don O'Brien, my guest today, Wise Giving. Go to Better Business Bureau, and there'll be a special tab for the Wise Giving Alliance. And if you're ever concerned about anything, you can always give there. And again, I'm not telling people don't try to save a whale in mm-hmm. California or something. I'm just saying, if there's any doubt in your mind, you know who you can trust? The Community Foundation of Quincy.
Correct.
The United Way of Adams County. The United Way of Mark Twain area. You know, if you really are worried that, you know, this coming year you want to make a gift to somebody and help, yes, you can locally help a lot of people, and they'll all be able to be checked out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, your phone calls are welcome. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Call now. Don't delay. We love it. The phone lines are lit. We have a caller who's waited during the commercial break to get on the air. Good morning. You are on the air with Don O'Brien from the Better Business Bureau. What is your question, please?
I don't have a question. I have a statement. When someone calls me and asks me for money on the phone, I always ask what percentage goes to the one that they're wanting money for. And one of them that is pretty, I asked them, and they said 11%. And I said, I won't give to them. And if it's only 11% of my money that goes to the person or the people that need the help, I won't give to them.
Yeah, that's a great question to ask. And, you know, I'm surprised that they were that transparent.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust anything they said.
Yeah, usually charities that aren't going to be transparent with you won't you know, they're not going to tell you that. They'll say, oh, well, we help this and that and the other thing. But anytime that you are solicited by a charity, just ask you asked the great question there. Ask them to mail you their any kind of documents they might be able to show for how they spend their money. So that's a great question to ask.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, basically, I mean, hi, we're with the Police Association. Oh, yeah, hang up.
Hang up.
Other day, this is funny, the other day my husband was expecting a call.
Mm-hmm.
So we were together, and he put it up on speakerphone. And they were trying to sell us a home alarm system, which was not what we... And he thought it was an important call that he was expecting. And he said, yes, go ahead. My wife's listening now. Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say. She's mm-hmm. listening too. And this person starts talking, and I said to my husband, hang up. This is not something we want. And Greg goes, I've been waiting for this call. We're having this conversation. I've been waiting for 3 hours for them to call me back. I keep listening. Finally, I said, are you trying to sell us a home alarm system? And the guy said, yes. And it's, I said, we're not interested. And he goes, oh. And then he wouldn't hang up. I said, Greg, tell them we're not interested. Greg goes, I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody else. We're not interested in that. And I'm like to myself, who in their right mind would buy a home alarm system from somebody who calls you on the phone? First of all, we already have a home alarm system. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I'm not giving you any information about my home so you can tell me how cheap it's going to be to alarm my home. It's like, oh, really? Well, we have a valuable stash of my husband's, this is made up, you mm-hmm. know, baseball cards that's estimated to be worth $2 million. Yeah. Can you protect that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us your address. I mean, people give away information that's crazy.
Yeah. I get a lot of people call me sometimes at the Better Business Bureau about, what can I do about these people calling me?
Nothing.
I know there's nothing I can do. But what I can tell you to do is you can be your own call screener. I know that probably a lot of your listeners, at least a good majority of them, probably still have landlines. And those, it's very difficult to block calls on a landline. The cell phone that I have, it's very easy to do. So if you're listening out there and you get these calls, you know, just only answer for who you know. I think now most
they'll
people...
They'll leave a message.
Yes,
they'll
correct.
Leave a message if they're... Or you could say, I don't... Just say, leave a message and a phone number. Just you put it in your response. Say, I don't answer calls that I don't know the person. If you really need to talk to me, leave your name and number and I'll call you back.
And I think some people are wary to hang the phone up on someone as if they're being rude to them. But don't worry about being rude to them. Just if you don't want to continue the conversation, simply hang up and cut it off. It's the only, you know, if you're in the middle of the grocery store and somebody comes up and starts yapping at you, it's different than you know, being on the phone where you can just say, oh, nope, we're gone.
We've only got a few minutes left. Don O'Brien will continue to be my guest every month in 2025. And again, we're trying to make the Mary Griffith Show something that is of service and benefit to you. And Don is certainly willing to come in and give his time free of charge here for us to do that. So again, we went over Wise Giving. Go to the Better Business Bureau. Look for those charitable donations. Mm-hmm. Check out them through the Better Business Bureau. Because if you get something and they say, well, you can check out our website. Well, that website may look like the Heart Association or St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And it may not be. It may be a fake. And then you can send your stuff to the fake because the fake's going to tell you the fake is real.
And a lot of these charities that are not, or these nonprofits, we'll call them, these 501c3s, they like to act as if they are the American Heart Association, and their name may sound like the American Heart Association, but it's not, or the American Cancer Society, or veterans. They love those that want to act on the fringes of society. Mm-hmm. They love to wrap themselves in the flag. They love to take advantage of children's charities. You know, they want to give some type of compelling, like heart-wrenching thing for you to give money to them. But when you look into them, 3% of the money goes. I mean, really, realistically, I've looked at, you know, we had one probably 6 or 7 years ago that was out of the Springfield, Missouri area, and it was ones that was supposedly helping veterans. And 94% of the money went to the fundraisers and the people who are in charge of it. So 6 cents of every dollar went to help veterans. So it was a sham charity. We called them out, and we will continue to call them out. We want to make sure that we call the bad actors out and let people know that they're out there.
We've got a local veterans group through the Adams County VAC, the Veterans Association. Mm-hmm. If you want to give money, give through that. Nothing against Boys Town. I'm not slamming Boys Town, but we got Chaddock School right here. You can drive by and see where they're spending the money.
And I do,
you know the people because they live here in our community.
I've lived in other places before, but I've got to say that Quincy does a really good job of, you know, you've got the Quincy Community Foundation. We have a lot of really good charities and nonprofits just here in our own backyard. So, you know, if you're feeling charitable at this time of year, there's certainly people, like you said, right down the street that can use that to help just as easily as someone 7 states away.
Yeah, I love that. I can't stand these little ads where the dog is shivering in the cold, you know. And if you send today, we'll send you a T-shirt. It's like the Quincy Humane Society will actually do something. Not that those other people aren't. But if you really want to make a donation, find the local agency. Walk right in.
That's the one last thing I wanted to think. You got a last second gift you want to get? Why don't we get a puppy? Let's
go online
and buy a puppy.
No, don't go online and buy
a
puppy.
No, don't go online and buy a puppy. Go down to the Humane Society or some other animal rescue. You can't believe, you know, for the folks who do go online, well, we've done studies with the BBB to show that 80% of ads, targeted ads online, include for pets are scam sites. Mm-hmm. They get beautiful, you know, I have a Yorkie. I love my little Yorkie, Tito, like the vodka. And if I wanted to get another Yorkie, I'd go online, Yorkies near me or Yorkies for sale, and they have all these beautiful photos of little Yorkies. And those dogs exist somewhere, but that person who made that website doesn't have them. But you know who does have those dogs that you might want? That Humane Society down the street from you, that you can actually visit the dog or the cat or lizard or whatever it might be, and you can, you know if you're going to jive with that or something. So,
and you know, again, they even have purebred dogs at these shelters sometimes, but you never know what you're getting when you buy online. And you know, the French Bulldog is so overbred now, and it's so ridiculous that, you know, I'm sorry, but I babysat this summer for people that spent $5,000 for their dog. Now, the dog is lovely, but it still drinks out of the toilet.
Yes.
I mean, this dog is nothing special. It may have a nice pedigree, but it's not that
So that
great.
Was my 12th game of Christmas. So we got to the end of our list.
We got to the end of the list. Thank you so much.
Thank you.